God, who's guzzling my wine?
Oh, yeah. You gotta bounce, girls. You gotta bounce, girls.
Shaking it.
Ow, ow. Ooh. Filling those glasses on Wine Wednesday.
I'm just saying.
I know. Give me a little Rihanna. Whoa, dang.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're running this time. All right, Donna. Thank you, my dear. All right. It's Wine Wednesday.
No,
you're
wait.
Listening.
I want to hear the whole song.
Sorry, Kitty. You're going to have to get in the car.
I feel so cheated. I'm always like, wait, we just got started.
She's just over here bopping it. She was over here booty shaking.
Yeah.
Bam.
Whoop. Bam.
The Wagner booty.
Shazam. Bam.
It's so fun. Okay, so it's the Vero Insider. It's Wine Wednesday. We're celebrating. I love these days. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, sitting in the studio with my girl,
Tillery.
Kitty Wagner. It still sounds kind of foreign. I'm working on it.
I like it. I think it sounds great.
I love it, but it was 30 years of the other, so it just takes a little getting used to.
Can I just say something?
You may, my dear.
I woke up in the middle of the night singing, Tillery, Tillera, Tillery, Tillera. It's like, what the heck is that? Now I just realized it's your last name.
Well, I didn't realize that this last name had an anthem. That's awesome.
Donna sings in her sleep.
Well, does that surprise you?
No, not really.
No, not at all. Not at all.
How were your dance lessons the other day, Donna?
With those fancy
Excellent.
Shoes.
Excellent.
Nice.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Oh. This rosé would make anybody cha-cha.
Yeah, there you go.
What is this rosé?
Fun and frisky. McPhail, rosé of Pinot Noir from Sonoma County. Mm. And it is fabulous. This is a very, very
Gorgeous.
Small producer. This is light and fun and frisky. Very pale pink, salmon colored. It's wonderful. I had it at a trade show luncheon at Citrus Grill 2 weeks ago, and I was so impressed with it, I bought, a couple cases so that we wouldn't run out.
I love that. That's my friend. We prepare for hurricanes.
That's right. Exactly.
We are ready. Buy water. What?
Bring the hurricanes on. That's fine. I have plenty of wine. We're good.
We are just on good terms here. I just love it. And of course, there's always happy hour if you wanted to participate in that at Blue Star from 3 to 6 daily.
3 to 6. Actually, today, the happy hour is going till 7.
Oh.
Because it's a special.
Because Kitty's happy.
Yeah, because it's extra happy. Happy Wednesday today.
Oh, I love Wine Wednesdays at Blue Star.
I do too. I need to, maybe I'll just extend a happy hour on Wednesdays all the time. You just never know.
And in tribute of the show, just keep it going.
Exactly.
Let's keep the momentum. I love it.
I don't want it to be sad hour.
That's right. We can't have that.
I just want to live in a happy hour.
That's right. Happy hours.
All the time.
I'm so happy.
You are happy.
I am. It's obnoxious. All right. So let's touch on the fact that Kitty won last year's Private Industry Awards for Entrepreneur of the Year. And sitting in the studio with us is Helene Castletime with the Economic Development through the Chamber, who is the liaison for all of the private industry's many nominations, credentials. Can you elaborate for us the prestigiousness when the private industry's launched, all those good things, Helene, and welcome.
Sure. Thank you for having me. It's fun.
Having Helene.
I know.
She's so much fun.
Derby hat. She's minus the derby hat today.
I know.
But you're so spirited. That's our girl.
That's at home.
But tell us about private industries.
Well, it's actually the technical name is the Industry Appreciation Awards Program. And we've been doing that.
I definitely felt appreciated.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. We're glad. That's why we do it. And it's part of our business retention program at the Chamber for Economic Development, because as fun, as exciting as it is to bring in new business to the county, it's probably even more important to make sure our local businesses like Blue Star Wine Bar and others are happy here in the local marketplace, that they hopefully will grow here, expand here, add jobs here, and that sort of thing. So industry appreciation reaches out and shows recognition for our local businesses, either through their community involvement, like Kitty has been doing for years, or through architectural enhancements. And we've been involved with the Industry Appreciation Program, I would say back in the mid-90s.
Oh, okay. So we're working on 20-something years of celebration
here. I would say. Right. And we do it in conjunction with the state. The state of Florida does a recognition program also through the Governor's Awards Program. Those awards are given out, I think, in December.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've been doing this year after year, and communities throughout Florida actually do these types of programs. Ours is a little bit different. I've worked with other programs in other counties, and ours is a little bit different. We, you know, we usually give out, what, 15, 20 awards.
Yes, because some of them, although there's overall five categories, mm-hmm. they are broken down into small, medium, and large.
Subset categories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely. And then there's categories within the category.
Which was cool. Yeah.
Yes, because not everyone is in the same, you're not matching apples to apples.
It was
sometimes,
like categories.
So it's important.
Just kidding.
But the Entrepreneur of the Year, which Kitty was, the second recipient, I think. That one is,
really?
Is fairly
that's awesome.
New. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
that is one
I didn't
of our
know
newest
that was
awards.
New. That was mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah, that's a fairly new program within the Industry Appreciation Awards.
I was totally blown away that you guys picked me, but that was super cool. Yeah.
Well deserved.
You definitely made sure that I'm in the will, so that's good.
Mom and Dad are proud now.
Oh my God.
What's up, Ohio?
That's good stuff.
So, but anyway, and as you mentioned, you know, we do have a committee of volunteers. Of course, you are one of our volunteers on
I
that
love
committee.
It.
She
yes,
loves committees.
I do.
She's a good volunteer.
She
I will
is.
Tell you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Well, I love giving people prizes and recognition when they do something
you
outstanding.
You like having your megaphone and going, whoop, whoop, you won.
Let's celebrate you and your business.
Let's throw a party.
But it is something where too much in life, I feel like only the bad things are acknowledged for the most part and brought to the forefront.
Which is sad.
It is.
Mm-hmm. That is sad because there's so many good things in every community.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
To embrace mm-hmm. and to celebrate. And so when I was asked to join this committee, I was enthralled because it is recognizing mm-hmm. fellow businesses.
Right.
And it's for nothing more than to praise them. There is no strings attached. There's no fees. There's no selling of advertising or something right. to couple with that. This is simply honoring them and for
it
what
is.
They've done to reinvest in this community.
Right, right. And it's, you know, company of the year, manufacturer of the year, Lenten business. That too, that category is relatively
that's
new.
Huge.
That's
about
5 years old.
We have some
yeah.
wonderful nominations for those categories this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to see how it turns about. So deadline for those people, because you can self-nominate also.
Oh, absolutely. I would say most of the company of the year, Latin business of the year entrepreneur, most of them nominate themselves or their employees will send
right.
in a nomination.
Mm-hmm. Or they have really good friends who know all about this and tell them
that
they're
true.
Nominating them.
That's
They conveniently
happens.
Have a microphone. It
exactly.
does, it's not a bad thing.
It's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
cultivate
yeah,
your friends.
Pick wisely.
That's right.
But Anna, you're right. The deadline for all the nominations to come in to our office is July 31st, which I know it sounds like a long
time away. But it's
not
that far off.
It's not. It's only like 6 weeks.
And you got a holiday
weeks.
In there.
Right, right. So, you know, the nomination process is not difficult. The paperwork isn't too bad. Was it too bad?
It's a two-pager.
No, actually, honestly, I will tell you this. I'm very averse to paperwork because it sounds like something responsible. And it was very simple. I think it was a one-page, just what's your name, address, and, you know.
Details.
It was very
yeah.
simple.
Your contributions.
Yeah. We try to make simple. It user-friendly.
It was
absolutely.
Very
user-friendly.
And, of course, depending on the award nomination
right.
would then dictate the actual questions.
Right.
But one of the things that we have going, knowing that July 31st is the deadline and up and coming, is the fact that they can download the forms and mm-hmm. everything right from the Chamber's website.
Right, which is IndianRiverChamber.com.
And in addition to that, once all of these nominations are compiled and the committee gets a chance to review it, there's an actual event that transpires where these people are honored in front of a group of their peers and, right. and heads of the county. And mm-hmm. that's not too far off either.
Right. That's in September every year. It's the third week of September. And we'll hold that at the Richardson Center over at IRSC. Normally, we get about 200 people coming out
great.
To that event.
I went
it's
to that. The
event
luncheon was fabulous. And I just had such a good time there because I knew so many of the people there.
Of
and
course.
They were all fellow business people.
Right.
And it was nice because a lot of them I haven't seen because I've been busy running my business.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really nice to be there with my peers and everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And the presentation itself is really beautiful because you get to have your logo up there. We put the name of the award, and there's a nice sequence. Right. It really, especially from an architectural standpoint, you get to see the before and the afters.
Right.
Yeah. Those are always fun. So that's September 18th.
Right.
And it's going to be a beautiful event. It always is.
It is. It was great.
It always is. Mm-hmm. So who are some of the businesses that have won as Company of the Year in the past few years?
Oh, let's see. Seacoast Bank has won Company of the Year.
Worth it.
Culinary Capers.
Yeah. And they, of course, they take care of our food for the event.
Right.
Usually.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. I think Center State Bank has won an award. Gosh.
Vero Marine was the last
recipient,
right?
Last year, Vero Marine.
They took great pictures.
Yeah.
They had really nice pictures.
That's such a nice group, too.
Exactly.
Family company. You got to love
it. Right. Right.
Well, I'm really excited. It won't be this year. It might be next. We have Bella Nagy from Sandridge Golf Course coming on soon to tell us about all the fun happenings out there at Sandridge. But they are building a Golf Hall of Fame kind of museum out there.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Which is going to be a great nomination, obviously, from an architectural standpoint.
Super cool.
Yeah. But, you know, they've got some great things going on.
Is it
going
to be shaped like a golf bag?
I doubt it, my dear. But good question, Kitty. Keep the questions coming. Sweets.
Okay.
My sweet little friend. I just want to go pet her. Just keep drinking more rosé. Rosé, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. You can ask whatever question you
Charles
want.
Smith bottle.
I know.
Rosé, it's okay.
They were genius marketing.
Fun picture of all those big beefy
kids in the dunce hats.
Big beefy Harley riders drinking rosé.
I know, right?
It's such a fun marketing campaign.
It is. So, but at Sandridge, they have two rules and etiquette sessions that are going to be available for parents and their juniors that are interested in learning the game of golf.
Very nice.
Which is going to be fantastic. And I love that Bella develops these programs for the kids because let's face it, there's no shortage of golf facilities in Florida. And it is a way to do business. It teaches you things, life skills out on the on the course. So Saturday the 21st and Saturday, June 28th are going to be the rules and etiquette sessions for what's going to launch.
I love that idea. That's great.
For what's going to launch the summer Junior Treasure Coast Golf Tour. And what's amazing is these kids, through the connection of Bella and Sandridge, are able to go to these private, very esteemed golf courses, John's Island, Orchid Island, all these Quail Valley, all these private courses, and they get the ability to play on
fantastic.
And showcase their talents. It's phenomenal.
Is that open to any kids?
It's open to any kids, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so there's, if you go to VeroInsider.com and you click on our sponsors tab, it'll take you right to the Sandridge Golf website, and you can take a look and download the forms and get your child involved. I know that we're going to do it at the end of the summer, and we're very excited
you had
for those.
Said that. Yep.
But Saturday, June 21st and the 28th, it's right around the corner. Get those kids involved.
We have
it'll
some
be a fun
great
pastime.
Golf courses in Indian River County.
We
beautiful.
Do.
Unbelievable.
No
ones.
Shortage. It's part of the attraction when people are moving to the area. Of course, if someone's moving, White Glove will move them because it's just common sense.
So
we're affordable and attention to detail that can't be beat.
And we get to go play.
Hello. That's right. I'm excited about our new campaign with Sandridge. So it's
I'm excited
be gorgeous
about
there.
Coming back from vacation and calling you and going, okay, I'm ready to move now.
I'm ready to move to my new fancy house.
I'm moving to my new fancy house.
Ow, ow. Now, Helene, we got some other really cool things in store. We're going to go do a quick commercial break, but we're going to talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. With hurricane season, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
He got to the point where he could barely work. The pain in his back going down his leg was so bad, we were afraid he needed surgery. But we went to the pro spine team of doctors. They were able to put him on pain management and physical therapy, and he is so much better now without surgery.
I had been told I had disc damage, which meant surgery. I went to Indian River County's fellowship-trained spine surgeon, Dr. Johnny Benjamin at Pro Spine. If you have to have surgery, then you want the best.
Pro Spine in Vero Beach. We've got your back.
Oh, happy Wine Wednesday, all. Welcome back to the Vero Insider. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. In the studio with my girl, Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were talking previously, prior to commercial break, we had mentioned that you had stocked up on wine and it was good for the hurricane. We just want to give a quick shout out, of course, to Tommy Danaher at Statewide Commercial Insurance, because right now, as season has kind of come to an end and you have a time to sit down and, yeah, and look at all your policies and
when,
do all
this
things.
This is when you do it.
This is the time.
You've got, you know, you need to have a policy by July 1st.
And, of course, Tommy Danaher will give you a complimentary review of your policy. And just to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So that's, of
course, very thorough. I mean, he's been doing insurance for so long now. And he's just got, you know, he's just got it.
He sure does. And, of course, sitting beside Kitty Wagner is Helene. Helene, welcome back, my dear. I know. Sorry about that. Darn my phone and my frequency. Helene, am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, you are. Thank you. Castletine.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't rhyme.
Not teen.
Right.
Okay. All right. So as economic development director, you go out and you find businesses to relocate to the area, help create more jobs, do all those amazing things in our community, which obviously from the time I came here 10 years ago to where we are today, we're growing and we have great businesses here.
We are.
We honor them through our private industries industry appreciation awards, where we got a couple weeks left.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What are the categories? We have Company of the Year.
We have Manufacturer of the Year, Latin Business of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, and then our Architectural Awards for new construction, renovation, bringing a project back to its historic nature, that sort of thing, for commercial, for government, for nonprofit. Those are all broken out into subcategories.
Precisely. And then if people are interested, they perhaps want to self-nominate, or if they want to find out more, they can go to the Chamber's website.
Sure.
And that's
IndianRiverChamber.com, or they can call me.
Or they can call Helene. She
should call
little lady.
Helene, because
I know,
she's
that way.
So fun and so nice to talk to.
And you'll find about all the good stuff. If you're not listening to the Vero Insider long enough, you'll find out about all the good stuff coming to town.
Right. And that phone number is 567-3491.
Now, we have a big event coming to town in a couple of weeks that's going to bring some huge tourism.
Right.
And, of course, hopefully all of our businesses will reap the benefits of that.
Right.
I heard hotels are already sold out for it. It's the Masters, but it's not golf.
No, it's not golf. It's the Shooting Masters.
Ooh.
And this is an annual event. It's managed and coordinated by FMG Publications, which is based out in San Diego. And they go to different community every year. Last year it was in Cody, Wyoming. This year it's in Vero Beach, Florida, Sebastian, Florida.
Very cool.
And it was the Treasure Coast Sports Commission and the county government kind of worked in partnership to land them here. And you're right, Anna, in July 17th through the 19th, we'll have 600 or so people here, shooters, their families, VIPs, some Olympians will be here.
Yeah, Olympic shooting.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
People.
Yeah.
Which it'd be cool to go see them. Can we go to that or no? Is that a private event?
It's a private event, unfortunately.
But they are doing some fun things in the community. They're going to be hosting.
I'm sure they'll have some video feed on YouTube or something like
that. Sure. But they have a golf tournament that they're going to have out at Sandridge.
Right.
And, of course, we love Sandridge here on the Vero Insider.
And you know what's really nice? All the stuff that they do is a lot of it benefits HAVA, which is an acronym. I think it has to do with wounded veterans, military veterans.
Beautiful.
So they raise money for them.
That's so important. That's so important.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, obviously, the vets are a group of people that as much as we can say we do for them, we can never do enough. And
absolutely.
they deserve all of our praise and gratitude. I know Cell Phones for Soldiers is taking off like crazy.
That's love that
great.
Program. That
we
is such a brilliant program.
Hundreds and hundreds of phones, which have in turn
with calling cards.
equal nice. Calling cards. So anytime someone sends out an APO address package and they go to Pac-Mail Beachside, we stick in a free calling card to their soldier. How cool is that?
That is amazing.
Nice.
Yep. Actually, my brother's getting redeployed. He'll be leaving next week, going to Afghanistan.
Fabulous. So, Summer in Afghanistan, that's got to be great.
I'm saying, wear your sunblock.
Oh, God, yeah.
Kitty and I will ship you some
Lord. Wine. He's going to need a lot of sunblock.
Right, right. But anyway, the Shooting Masters, it's huge, huge. Captain Hiram's is actually kind of their base camp, if you will. That's the host hotel.
Genius. Okay.
And but you're right. Most of the hotels in the area are sold out for the event. And, you know, in talking to my colleague out in Cody, Wyoming, he said most of them came the weekend before and stayed the entire week. They brought their family.
Fantastic.
Wow. I mean, it's like 600 people for, you know, at least a 3-day period, if not longer. There are a lot of corporate sponsors. And from an economic development standpoint, what I'm looking at is the potential to, you know, get these guys to possibly relocate or expand.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
Here in Indian River.
East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah. Right.
We have some wonderful office space available above the Pac-Mail store, conveniently located in the intersection of Mockingbird and Beachland. That's right, folks. I just did that.
Yeah. Just a couple of steps to the beach.
It's genius. Have your corporate office there.
Who wouldn't want to work there?
And then you can have a great plant right. in one of our enterprise zones, correct?
That's right. Correct.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So
yeah.
I'm here for you, Helene.
I appreciate
I'm
that,
I'm a big
Anna.
Fan. I'm a big
Thank
fan.
You.
And if they time it right, they might make next month's rooftop over at Blue Star. But we do have a rooftop this weekend, Kitty. Tell us more.
We do, actually. You know what's cool about
live free music
this rooftop concert this weekend on Saturday is I've got Stephen Prowse. Everyone's going, who's Stephen Prowse? I'm like, dude, you guys love him. He is the lead singer for Fish and Chips and St. John's Wood.
He's the
My
gentleman
British
with the longer
bands.
Hair, the brown longer
British
hair.
British bands, yes. He's decided to come. He's still with both bands, and he's doing great. But I asked him to come and do a special concert acoustic, and so he's going to be up there, and he is going to be singing whatever
what a great
he
idea,
feels
a little
like.
Acoustic rooftop
he
action.
He is so good. We've actually had him two times before inside, mm-hmm. and he's absolutely amazing, and he's just fascinating. He's such a great musician.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's this Saturday from
Saturday,
6 to 10.
From 6 to 10.
And we've got
unless
some,
we have some epic storm and then we
I
might
know,
move it a little bit later.
Okay. And of course, every
my car has
Thursday,
been very clean lately.
Has it now?
I tell you what.
Oh. All that rain.
Oh, yeah.
I get it now.
Liquid sunshine is it what
is
we call
liquid
it.
Liquid sunshine. That's
really?
Genius.
I don't know. I do love it though.
Well, I'm flipping through my phone to find out the rest of your music, and then I just keep finding myself
admiring
my nails. Did you see my
foxy nails? I know.
It's amazing. And look at my lashes. They do lash extensions. These are from the wedding.
They're still on. That's unbelievable. And they look great.
Thank you for noticing.
You should keep them all the time.
Well, I'm just going to have to work. It's very affordable. Very affordable.
You can either get the extensions or you can get those little drops that make your lashes grow longer.
Right, that Latisse stuff.
But you
stuff.
Have to do it all the time.
If not,
or else they just go back to, you know,
thin.
Not so much.
Thin to win. So what goes on Thursdays at Blue Star?
Thursday, oh my gosh, we've got a jazz with Mike T on piano, taking over for Ed Chanafee while he's on vacation.
Very cool.
But the great thing is that Ed didn't go anywhere on vacation. So, like, he was in there last Thursday just hanging out, chilling.
Did he sing a little song?
He did not. But, you know, he's threatening that he might go up and join Mike T because it's just too much for him. It's fun. But we have a lot of fun going on. And then Friday, we've got Lily Lavon, who was the lead singer of Wiley Nash.
Right.
Little Lily. And she's got
one big voice.
Oh, God. She's got a huge voice. And she's got a whole new band. And they are absolutely amazing.
I love it.
Yep. So
I love
we got a big week this week.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And you know what else?
And
of
you
course,
know,
we wanna...
tonight, you know who we have tonight?
Who do we have tonight this Wednesday?
Curtis Hill.
Whoa, dang, Mr.
It's
Motown
a Motown
himself.
Dance party.
Wow. Whoop, whoop.
There's just nothing more fun than dancing with Curtis.
I couldn't agree more. Now, of course, we want to do one quick shout out for another sponsor that we love dearly, and that is Republic Services.
Yes, Oshima.
Oshima to the rescue.
I was just
going to
say, Oshima has rescued my construction project many
Absolutely.
Times.
Absolutely. You need a dumpster rental,
she
I'm telling you.
Is,
this
you
is
just,
the summer to renovate and to do things.
And they're
this is
there
the time.
Like in an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Oshima.
They will make it happen.
Great
chamber member,
too.
She's
right?
a great,
she's
great volunteer, too.
And she's on the committee for
she
the golf.
She was on the golf committee.
Right.
Right. Oh, yep. She was awesome.
She mm-hmm. is driven. She will get it done. And right now you get 1 month of free recycling if you sign up as a business owner for at least a 3 month package. You get
right.
1 month
and
free.
And I got to tell you, I'm doing the recycling. I've already used up my free month and that's all fine and good, but it is dirt cheap. I mean, really? Yes,
and
I'm,
to know what
yes,
you're preventing
I'm
from getting
it,
into landfill, it's
but
genius.
I'm not filling up a dumpster with mm-hmm. glass bottles that can be made into coats and polar fleece and all
Isn't
kinds
that
of cool
crazy
stuff.
Crazy to see mm-hmm. what something can turn into.
I mean, cool. seriously, and it's mm-hmm. costing me next to nothing.
Visit theveroinsider.com. Support our sponsors. We love you, Vero.